USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Accused by Democrats of trying to sabotage the Postal Service to help President Trump's re-election, Postmaster General Louis DeJoy is before a Senate panel at this hour, defending his brief tenure so far and saying that changes must be made to keep the Postal Service sustainable.
It has been 3 years since the commission concluded that our current system is not working. We urgently require the PRC to do its job and establish a more rational regulatory system for our mail products.
Democrats note that DeJoy has been a longtime major donor to Republicans, including President Trump. Laura is officially a tropical storm now, working its way towards Florida, one of two storms that are threatening the southern U.S. states. The other, Tropical Depression 14, as of now, is more likely to head towards Texas and Louisiana. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the differences made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Joe Biden formally accepting the nomination of his party last night as the Democratic convention wrapped up.
I'm a proud Democrat, and I'll be proud to carry the banner of our party into the general election.
As President Trump says this morning, the upcoming election will help decide if the nation survives. The 2016 Democratic nominee, Hillary Clinton, was sharing her thoughts on the upcoming election on MSNBC's Morning Joe.
Trump just reinforced that by saying that he was going to have off-duty law enforcement, retired law enforcement, and the like, to really demonstrate a kind of authoritarian approach toward the election.
The White House preparing to host a private memorial service today for President Trump's brother Robert, who died recently at the age of 71. The president's invited about 200 friends and relatives to the East Room service. The president is paying for the service himself. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Former presidential advisor and one-time campaign chief for President Trump, Steve Bannon, now out of jail after yesterday pleading not guilty to federal fraud charges. A Yale University professor is warning students returning to that campus that they should prepare for widespread infections and deaths there this fall. Yale psychology professor Lori Santos says students should be emotionally prepared for a residential college life that she says will resemble a hospital unit. She says many staff members are vulnerable to COVID-19, but they have no choice but to show up to work on campus. Goodyear workers and local union leaders in Akron, Ohio, voicing support for the tire maker now in the face of attacks by President Trump yesterday. Dozens of people rallied outside Goodyear's Akron headquarters to support the company after the president called for a Goodyear boycott after employees at a Kansas Goodyear factory were told that the Trump MAGA hats were banned on company premises. Goodyear says political campaign statements of all sorts are not allowed on their properties as an anti-harassment measure. And Ellen DeGeneres is boosting perks for their workers or her workers after reports of a toxic work environment. The perks include 5 paid days off and birthdays off for workers as well. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.